big sugya ahead of us. But honestly, Adam, you were the one who convinced me to do this. I didn't want to give a parsha shmuz. I didn't want to give a shmuz, and I after yesterday, because we had a shmuz, but I realized that it's necessary. It's necessary to speak just us for the Yontif Habo Aleinu L'Tayvu. And therefore, I want to speak about something, and I really have to tell you, I totally changed what I was planning on saying. I was going to speak about something pertaining to the parsha, an approach to tshuva, but I want to talk about something entirely different, because it's hard. It's hard for us to make Rosh Hashanah real. It's hard for us to juggle all these different emotions. We all love honey. And sometimes we're swimming in the honey that we don't realize what's going on in the shul. And it's really hard. It's really hard for us. You know, we hear these mashalim. We hear in the Doiris back then, you know, in the Alterheim, Elul was, people were schwitzing. And now it's just, you know, I'm not giving mussar. I'm talking to myself. For everything I'm saying right now is talking to myself. It's just hard. It's hard. It's hard in this world to be able to taste el, other than the honey. You know, to taste the real matzav of what we're in and what's going on. And that's why it's so hard to, you know, we're all sitting in shul and with our art school sitters, and dividing all the pages by two, you know, to try to figure out how much is left. It's so hard. It's so hard to like to get in and to realize what's going on. So that's what I want to talk about today. Let's try to talk about what Rosh Hashanah is from our vantage point, from our perspective, and perhaps we can get a little bit more into things and be able to focus a little more on what's going on in the shul on the Hebrew side and not just on the English side. Rabbi Yisai, look around you. You know, my grandparents used to talk about their upbringing. Oh, we used to go out. We used to have to find the chicken to shecht. We used to have to salt the meat. And my bubby would sing this song while we were preparing everything in the kitchen, and like the whole family was there. Now, you know what I'm saying, no one puts any achanas into anything. Like, bekoshi, the mother's in the kitchen. Like, yeah, you have a ready-made meal, pop it into the microwave, oven, whatever, everything's self-made, everything's... This world is so fast-moving. The world, like I tell you, Rabbi Say, and I grew up, that was my grandparents, and I grew up, Rabbi Say, you're not going to believe this, I grew up, and I went to YU when there wasn't even an iPhone. And you're like, well, I just don't understand what that means. What does that exist? What did that mean? Like, before internet? Yeah, before internet. That's where I grew up, before internet. Can you imagine? And when internet came out, the best thing to have was you have a message or AOL, you know, like, and you would hear when you would send and you would try to connect to the internet, it would take like pushing like 20 minutes. Da 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 da. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Da 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 da. Dial up, yeah. Da 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 da. These things are just like, you know, if you have to wait a half a second, that means you have a bad system. It means you got to call Verizon, you got to reboot, you got to get some new. The world is changing so fast, Rabosai, and it's changing before your eyes. This, right here, is Chadaya Nimazkir. I thought this was a Schwitzy phone. Okay? David Sofer can tell you that my Waze has not been working. Okay? David Sofer can tell you. Okay? He went to the Apple store with me. Okay? That was our first Chavrusa learning Hilchos Mikvos. We first went to be Metama ourselves in the Apple store. And then we went back and we did Tshuva and we learned some Mikvos. Right? That was the Achana. First you got to become Tami before you become Tar. So, when I showed them, look, I have a Schmacka phone. I have it's iPhone. Look at this phone. And push it the Waze doesn't work. So by the way, you should know, like Rabosa, you could laugh at me, but I stumped Apple. they're like, I have no idea why your Waze doesn't, or they do know and they just want me to buy a new phone. And they didn't give me any upshot. But like, what I thought, like, this is chashuv, I think this is a six, right? So what I thought, that I, mamish, have something chashuv over here, the guy basically told me, like, yeah, like, that's a six. I said, no, yeah, I know. And Waze is not working. He's like, no, that's a six. Like, there's galaxies and Mars and Venus and tens and 15s. And, like, you are so, where are you from? Like, you're showing off your six. And I'm just like, forget it. You know, it's like, I'm just going to go back to the GPS system. I'm like, forget it. That's what I said, what I need. All I need. I really don't need an iPhone. I just need Waze because I have to get to all these places. And I, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in the right generation to be able to be a Rav to get to places, because I would not be able, I have no sense of direction, so I would not be able to get anywhere unless I have a guy telling me. And that all those conversations basically that we had at the end of last year about Google Maps, like, it's not working, it's all, I realized, it's all one common denominator. It's my navigation. So any navigation, I might, whatever, that's for another shmooze. So I'm like sitting there in the Apple store, and he's just like, and we're just like, we're low car of Zelzeh. I was just like, I thought I would the most chashuv phone. He thought, and I realized the world is so changing. And he's telling me, yeah, you gotta buy a brand new phone, a brand new thing, or otherwise you're just not gonna make it. And then I'll say, like, okay, how much, like, because he tells me the 10, it's like $800. I'm like, are you meshuggah? Like, $800 for a phone that I'm giving Musar and Shir that no one should even get? And you're telling me $800? I said, how much is the 7? Just so I can get a Waze. He says, it's just not good. He says, not gonna die. Why? No, he's right. I was masking him. He said to me, listen, you're going in the same circle. If you get a 7, we're just having the conversation again. Because you'll be here in 6 months and you'll be like showing off your 7 and I'll be laughing at you again. Because like, that's not chashuv anymore. We're up to 10, 12, 10x, 10 whatever. And he's just like, why would you upgrade to the 7, like, if you're going to spend X number of dollars for this? And I was masking him. He said a good surah. Yeah, so I just walked out. I'm like, okay, I'm not buying anything. So, it's moving so fast. The world, bottom line, the world is changing every second. The world is changing every second. May oivai tichakmein. May I become a chacham from my oivim, from the people that are against me, my adversaries, from the Yetzer Hara, from the iPhones of life. Let me learn about Rosh Hashanah from the way the world of Gashmius, the world the world around me is changing. Perhaps that's a derech for us to get a mahalach in tshuva. Everyone knows what I'm saying about how the world is changing. And Rabbi Yisai, this is what Hillel tells us in Pirkei Avos. Listen to what Hillel says. And Rabbi Yisai, before this Maharal, I never realized what Hillel was actually saying. But I think this is possibly a derech, a mahalach, a tunnel for us to get into Rosh Hashanah and have the right perspective and perhaps be able to really get into the davening and understand what is actually transpiring, what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. Hillel Omer, look at the second parak of Pirkei Avos. Al tifrosh min hatzibur. Do not separate from the tzibur. Right? Don't make a separate minyan. Don't make a separate club. Be with the tzibur. Bereivam hadras melech. Be with the tzibur. Va'al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yoy moso. And don't believe in yourself until you die. Don't judge your friend until you get to his place. And don't say that this is something that's impossible to hear, because you'll hear about it. And don't say, oh, after Elul, I will learn. After this and this, I will learn. After my interviews, after my career meetings, after the U.S. Open, I will learn. This was too good, I couldn't avoid it. Shema loy tiplana, maybe you're never going to get to be able to learn. Marav Rabbi Yisai, they're all famous lines of Hillel. We've all heard these lines. Al tomer l'kshtefshe eshne, al todin z'chaviru adjigil and komo. We've all heard these phrases. We've all heard Musar Shmuzes on all of these concepts. But Rabbi Yisai, why are they all brought, grouped, and linked together? Is it just stam, and it happens to be that Hillel said each and every one of us these? Or no? Is it that Hillel is actually saying a common theme with each and every one of these things? Listen to a brilliant Maharal. Listen to the Maharal's pshat on this Mishnah. Mosuk midvash. Sweeter than the honey you'll eat at night, and that'll help your davening and shul to be sweet like honey. Hillel Oimer, Hillel says, Al tifresh min atzibur. In life, in Am Yisrael, there are two entities. There's the tzibur, the klal, and then there is the yachid, the prat, the individual. There are certain laws that apply to the klal, to the korbanei tzibur, and then there are certain laws that apply to a korban yachid. They're not the same thing, Rabbi Yisai. You have difference in halacha, smichas hakorban, all these different things. They don't run by the same rules in the Beis HaMikdash, a korban tzibur and a korban yachid. But the same is true, Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to the concept that all emanates from the fact that the concept of a tzibur and a yachid is not the same. The best raya to this, Rabbi Yisai, is a Gemara that we just learned in my shul, in the Chabura for Tmura. We just learned the Gemara. Tezvavim and Beis in Tmura. Zok the Heilige Gemara. When it comes to a tzibur, a korban tzibur, the Gemara says, you don't have to worry about the Bailim dying. You know why? Says the Gemara something. Don't forget this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Don't forget it, even if you meet Hitlers in your life, if you meet anti-Semites that say that Yiddishkeit is going to wither away, we're not going to be around. Remember what this Gemara says, halacha in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to be concerned if the Bailim of a korban tzibur die. You know why? Listen to what the Gemara says. Anyone know what the Gemara says? No. Even though that is in this week's parasha, on Historos LaHashem Elokeinu, another topic. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yisai, don't forget this Gemara. Talk to Gemara in Tmura. Ein Hatzibur Meis. Klal Yisrael can never die. There is no Misa to Klal Yisrael. Haftocha. It's a din. A kochim dikazach. It's not a sermon. It's a zach. It's a aloch. It's Ein Chattas Meisa when it comes to Korban Tzibur. There is no Misa Hatzibur. Klal Yisrael will always be around. Oh, but there's a yachid. There's a prat. And the rules of the tzibur and the rules of the yachid are not the same. So comes along Hillel and says, Al tifresh min atzibur. The tzibur will always be kayim. The tzibur is everlasting. The tzibur is always going to exist. So let me give you some advice. Don't separate yourself from the tzibur. If you want to be miskayim, if you want to last, if you want to be around, stick with the tzibur. Al tifresh min atzibur. Don't separate yourself from the tzibur. Then Hillel says, but then there are other rules in life. There's the prat. There's the yochid. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yoimoscha. Sometimes we believe and we say, wait one second. I'm learning Baba Kama. I'm doing well. I'm in good hands. I'm safe. I'm learning night seder. Chazering, I'm learning the fifth perek. I'm doing well. I don't have to worry about. I'm in good hands. Nothing can change. Nothing could change. Says the Maharal, Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yoimoscha. You're living in New York. You're living in the Big Apple. Says the Maharal. You're living in planet Earth. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yoimoscha. Life can change in a second. Change is something that you see all around you with technology, with skyscrapers, with the world, with tendencies, with the mahalach, with stuff that's said on the radio, with what's permitted to be on television, what's allowed and what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. The world is changing. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yoimoyzcha. Don't think that you're safe. You have to be mechazik more and more because it can change in a second when it comes to the prat. Ve'al todin es chaveiro ad shetagia limkomo. And you hear a shmua. He did this. I can't believe that he would fall to that level, or he would get involved in this, or hang out with this, or he would buy this, or he would move over here. Says the Maharal, don't you judge that person until you get to his place. You want to know why? Because such a thing could happen to you. And if it would happen to you, you would act the same way. And you don't know how his life went. I remember him being such a great guy, and look what happened. You don't know how quickly events can change and matters can affect your life. And therefore, people have to take certain approaches to deal with those major changes in their lives. It's the same idea. The same reason you shouldn't believe in yourself until you die is the same reason you shouldn't judge him until you get to his place. Because you don't know what change just happened to him. You don't know what shinuyim in his chiyus he just experienced. Wait till you get to his makom, because it could change like this, says the Maharal, when it comes to the prat, when it comes to the yach. Says Hillel, v'al tomer dover she'efshel l'shmoa she'sofo l'isha. Says the Maharal, and the Maharal gives an example. And don't say when it comes to certain things, such a gvir. This guy is worth billions. You're telling me that he has to daven for his parnos? That he's going to lose his money? That he's going to... You know how many houses this guy has? Do you know what he's driving? You know what this guy's ride is? Says the Maharal, don't think something that sounds so far off, something that's so crazy. They're happily married. Suddenly, the wrong people get involved. Boom! I would never have expected that to happen last year. What's happening this year? Zok the Maharal, look around you. Don't look at the Svarim, says the Maharal. Look at the world. Look at the Career Center. Look at New York City. Look out quickly. Look at the Apple Store. You don't know what could happen. Even in the greatest fortune made off. Even YU. Boom. Rabbi, we don't know what could happen. The world is changing fast. Shinoi is palpable. Shinoi is around. So therefore, don't say when it comes to certain shmuas, certain possibilities, ha-kenizazach. Impossible. Can't happen. Says the Maharal, no. Hillel saying, this is the prat. This is the world changing fast. This is the world of shinui. Al tomer dover shiyef shalishmoa seshofa lishama. It'll happen. You'll hear it. And then, you just, the problem is we don't think back to before that Rosh Hashanah that we could have never imagined such a thing. No one would have imagined that Madoff could be sitting in jail. Everyone would have given mafter yoin. Chobar of the Chumah, now he's sitting in the pits of the pits. Seifel Lishama. Problem is, we have to go back and say, what were we thinking before that Rosh Hashanah when that happened? What were we thinking before that Rosh Hashanah of September 11th? Did we ever think that such a thing could happen? What were we thinking before that Rosh Hashanah that we had loved ones that are no longer around? Did we take it for granted that we live in a world of chazak? The Al Tomer Likisha Efna Eshna Shemalotipani. And therefore, says the Maharal, the final thing, when it comes to opportunities, when it comes to literally Eshna learning, but this really applies to all growth in Avodas Hashem, don't have the approach likishit to eshne, eshne. When I will have the right frame of mind, when I will have a vacancy in my schedule, when I will have availability likishit efne, eshne. That's when I'll learn Nitzir. That's when I'll actually sit down and be productive with my chavrusa. That's when I'll do these opportunities of Avodas Hashem. Ma, when I have a second, I'll do it. Dad, give me a... not right now, I'll do it later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not now. I'll be here next week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not now, night Seder. I'll come tomorrow morning to Rabbi Belzat's morning Seder when he'll know if I'm here or not. Says the Maharal, we're in the Prat. Don't think that there will be a zman necessarily to shtag later, to grow later, to be mekayim and fulfill later. Because why? Because of the common denominator that Hillel just told us. The world is changing. The world is moving. May oyvai techakmeni, from the worst influences in the world, Rabbi Yisai, let us learn an important message for Rosh Hashanah. Hillel is telling us one thing. This is a world of shino for each and every yochid. Rabbi Yisai, I can just tell you what I'm going to do. During Rosh Hashanah, in order to try to get me into the mode and try to connect to the tefillahs and what's happening, I am going to think about this Mishnah from Hillel. I am going to think about the world around me and how it affects all the different statements of Hillel. And that Hillel was telling me one thing, that all these teachings of don't think something can't happen because it can happen, all of them are reaching one common denominator. And you know what that common denominator is? Rosh Hashanah. Sasemis says, Rosh Hashanah says, Hashanah doesn't only mean year. Rosh Hashanah comes from the root of what? Of shinoi, of change. It's the time of change. It's the time that things could happen like this. It's the time that all that availability that we think back and all those crazy things in retrospect, and now that's happening. And now that's occurring. Rabosai, when you think about that, when you think about all the decisions that are happening, what could possibly change, Rabosai? And we don't take anything for granted, Rabosai. That's a way that even in Tafshinayin Tes, even in this year in 2018, we, with our iPhones, have the ability to connect to a Rosh Hashanah. How many people are living right now, Rabbi Yisai, and we've heard so much in Elo with pieces of news that they can't believe were decided last year, Rosh Hashanah. So many things that Hillel was trying to tell the Rabbi. That's a way to connect to Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Yisai, Rosh Hashanah is always so zman of simcha. See, because the Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, a tshuva, which Rosh Hashanah is also the first day of Aser Simei Tshuva, is also this concept, is also this theme. It's the theme of change. It's the theme of the biggest change ever. The Rambam is not magzim, Rabbi. You say every shtickle Torah that we say in the Rambam, we look very carefully in his terminology and his words. And what does the Rambam say when it comes to tshuva? He says something remarkable. Says the Rambam, you know what tshuva is? When a person does tshuva, emish, yesterday, he was meshukitz, he was metuav, he was an abomination, he was a piece of filth, he was involved in activities he shouldn't have been involved in. But after tshuva, once you enter into the zman of Rosh Hashanah, you realize that there is a concept in the world called shinoi. It's not only l'ra, it's also l'tov. It's also to our benefit. Hillel's
Mussar over here is not only to depress us, to scare us, which I just did right now in the first half of the shir, it's also to create a simcha. Because if it could be l'ra, then it could be l'toif. And you could have the biggest change possible. The emesh, I was that.
And hayoyim,
harei ani karov l'makom. I am yedidim ta'kodesh baruch. I am best friends, we're mishpacha. I'm sitting in the palace of the melech malchei amlochim. You know what? Why? Where's your passport? Who are you? Who's your grandfather? How'd you get in here? What's your yichus? Says the Rambam, I don't need yichus. I don't need to know anyone. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Rosh Hashanah introduces the Zman of Shinoi, the Zman of transformation, the Zman of change, the ever fast moving world. And just like that terrifies me, but it also, in the world of spirituality, gives me the greatest opportunity. You do not have to be David Sofer anymore. You don't have to be Ethan Felder. Mendy, you could be a different Mendy. You could have a different whole perspective towards your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emesh, I was Mendy, but now I'm Mendy. I'm a different Gavra. I'm a different person. Shinoi works also in the positive, Rabbi Yisrael. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, let's call it this year Rosh Hashine. Like a real Hasidisher. Not because we talk like that, but because we want to highlight this idea of Shin. This idea of the Sfasemes. This idea of the Maharal. This idea of the opportunity as well. So Rabbi said, when we daven Shemana Esrei, and we need a trigger to keep us focused, we'll think about this Maharal, we'll think about Hillel. And that'll get us to Mirtz Hashem, zone us in and focus on the right things. And that, Mirtz Hashem, will propel the rest of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That the rest of Aseres Yimei Tshuva will be full of different personalities, of different people. People that are taking advantage of the moment. People that are recognizing that it's now or never. Im lo yachshav emasai. And Mirtz Hashem, through that perspective of Rosh Hashanah and through that transformation of Aseres Yimei Tshuva that follows from that Shinoi, from that idea of the Maharal, Mirtz Hashem, our year will be a different year. Our year will be a growth, le'elo, le'elo, le'mala, le'mala. We should be zeiche to a year of simcha, a year of menucha, a year of shalom, a year of bracha, a year of Hatzlocha, a year of Nachas, and most importantly, Rabbi Yisai, a year of Aliyah. A year of Steiging in Avodas Hashem and getting closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to wish each and every one of you, first of all, I want to ask Mechila to each and every one of you if through my shtick I ever Chas V'Shalom insulted any of you. It's not my intention to chlal, and I apologize, but I just want to express that everything comes from a heart that cares. I want each and every one of you to have a year of Aliyah, to have a year of I'm a different guy after, Hareini Acher, like the Rambam tells us, to be able to grow and to be able to navigate in this ever-changing in this fast-changing world, in this Shana of Shinoi. Mirtz Hashem, so that's, I just request from all of you, Slicha Mechila, and I really hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Kol Mishalos Libecha, all of the requests of your heart, L'Toiva, a good Geben Shtior, and a Ksiva L'Chasima Tov.